Big question. Donovan is big day leading in team points.
Did a great job. And one of the things when we do it during the season as well, to emphasize defense, scoring off our defense, he did a good job. And he also did a great job of making plays for others. But yeah, he had a good game. But I think defensively, he had to chase Forbes, which is not easy. And I think it starts there.
What do you think the skill is that has translated best so far to practice and in the game today?
With Donovan or the whole team? With Donovan, I think it's, because it's a different NBA, it's a different game, but I think chasing guys like that, it's the Spurs run great stuff, but I think it's still good. I don't think it's translated yet. I think it'll be a process, but it's a good first game.
What's he like as a teammate? What's that dynamic of him been like during camp and whatnot? Has there been?
Well, he's one of the kids. He'll want to be in here early tomorrow in the gym shooting. I mean, we came in before the game and he had his headphones on. He loves to play. That's one thing. It's for a coach. You have a kid that loves to play. You can put up with a lot of things, but he loves to play, and that's easy to coach.
Did you see what you wanted out of Dante tonight?
For the most part, I think, I told him he's got to play every possession. He doesn't have the luxury of being the third or fourth option and kind of going and standing in the corner. But I think he did a good job in the second half. He wasn't alone, but there was a couple two-minute stretches where he got tired and kind of, you can't do that. I told him, I'll take you out if you need to, but you need to play through fatigue. But he started off well. He had a great first half. He kind of dipped a little in the second half, but played well.
Do you think the players listen to him? So I'm talking at dead balls and stuff?
Yeah, I think they do. It's a great group. I think they listen to him, and it's kind of it's good to watch because that's what he has to do, because he's a lot of the plays and most of the terminology and the things we teach and stuff we do with the Jazz. It's new. It's not new to Dante, but it's new to the rest of the guys.
How new is it to him to lead, though, at dead balls and stuff like that? Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the time. I think he's done it in Summer League a couple years ago, but he's never had a chance to do it. That's really a great thing about the Summer League, he gets a chance to do it.
How about Tony's first game? What did you see from
him? Tony was great. He has great hands, and, he was, we were thinking about taking it slow with him, but he was great. He's a presence, and he rebounds well, and, he learns fast. So I think it was, I think all of our guys had a good game. It'll be interesting to see if they could put a couple, two, three, four good games together.
How do you think Donovan and Dante kind of balanced being ball handler and being the one today?
For being their first game together, we were just talking about that in the locker room. I think they played off each other well. I think it was really good because usually that sort of thing takes time. And I think they both played off each other well. So they didn't have to rely on one person to do it the whole time. But that was actually one of the really big bright spots for me after the game.
For Nigel, do you have any specific plan for the next two games, Nigel?
For Nigel, yeah, it's one of the situations with the guys on the roster. Instead of trying to play, 15 guys, 5 or 10 minutes, they'll have a chance. So, yeah, no, he's been great talking to him the game. And he's really playing this game.
From here on out, do you think of pulling back on either Dante's or Donovan's minutes?
We'll see. We have a day off now. I'm sure we have the back-to-backs. So going to Vegas, we play a lot of games in a short amount of time. But I think we'll take it as it goes. We'll talk to the trainer and doctors and them. And, it's not a time to overdo it. But it's a great opportunity for Dante and Donovan just to get those game minutes and go against the players we went against tonight. And it's you can't replicate that in the gym with cones and things of that nature. But, yeah, we won't overdo it. But we'll look at that one.
Is there any concern with Donovan foul trouble, or is it just first game jitters?
His first two fouls, it was great because they were both over aggressive. He got out and he fouled 30 feet away from the basket, which it's easier to pull somebody back instead of push him forward. But no, you want to be aggressive, and it was great. And he actually settled in well after that, and he did a great job actually showing his hands, and he didn't get those fouls. So.
Okay, thanks, y'all.
Thanks, Alex.